Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
We're coming to church. I tell you, this is not a job for me. I get so excited.
And the weather is reminding us that we still live in the mountains. We live in Colorado, right? But the good news about this place is the sun will always come out. Whether it snows, whether it rains, the sun is sure to come out at some point. So we bless God for that. My Lord and my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My Lord. Okay, so in this month we have been studying on what redemption has made available to us. What redemption has made available to us. And I hope everyone had a blessed week as well. I had a very good week. And to get the most out of this, you should have heard what went on three Sundays before. And so you can always catch up on the website. Sometimes in talking to people, we'll ask them, were you here when we treated this series, the thing that you are going through? Well, we covered that at that time. So you should have heard what went on before, but it's good, and it's going to get better. Amen. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Genesis 1, 26. Thank you, Lord. He said, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Notice that word, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Let us make man like ourselves, the Living Bible says, and make them master of all life. Let them have dominion over every creation, over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over every livestock and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Man was made in the image of God, and God gave him dominion. God gave him authority. He was created as master overall of all life. You see, he wasn't created for failure. He wasn't created for defeat. He wasn't created to be dominated by the enemy. But in Genesis chapter 3, something happened. But before that, notice what the psalmist also said, repeating in similar words, Psalm chapter 8, verse 2. Notice what the psalmist said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm chapter 8, let's start from verse 1. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth, notice that phrase, of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger. Notice the correlation between the mouth and stealing the avenger. We'll get to that point later. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you care for him. Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him, notice that word again, dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. He's repeating again similar words, what was said in Genesis. What is man that you are mindful of him? You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, verse 5. The Hebrew literally says you have made him a little lower than God, Elohim. God created man as close as possible that he could to himself. And he gave him dominion over everything that he had created. And notice he said, you have put all things under his feet. We'll get to that point later as well. Everything was put at the command of man. That was God's original intent. And so when we study the Bible, we have to study it from that angle. In Genesis chapter 3, the enemy came and interrupted that process, but God, that was God's original intent. And the thing is, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, he says that the woman was deceived, but Adam was not. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13 says, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Adam, with his eyes wide open, transferred the dominion. By disobeying God, transferred the dominion that had been given to him. They turned it over. It's football season. Now there was a turnover. I don't watch football, but it's a good time to illustrate what we are talking about. There was a turnover. Adam was not deceived. The woman was the one that was deceived. This is so important. He was standing right there, and God said, I've put all things under your feet. I've given you dominion over everything. And he didn't exercise his authority over the devil when he came and just bowed down and laid down and let the enemy have his way. So now, instead of being master of all, now instead of being in charge, now instead of being, having that dominion, he has turned it over. He wasn't deceived. All he could have done, all he should have done was say, stand there and say, devil, why are you standing here and talking to my wife? This garden belongs to me. God gave it to us and gave us instructions on what to do. Now, what are you doing here? Get out of my garden. That would have been the end of that. We have to get to that point where we stand on his word and in some areas exercise our dominion and say, devil, God's word has spoken to me. I will stand by his word. I will believe the word of God. I will not believe your lies. I take that authority. I take that dominion. Now you get. Thank you, Lord. You see, Jesus Christ came to show us what they should have done in the beginning, to exercise authority. You see him exercising dominion over the fish of the sea. You see him exercising dominion over the sick. You see him exercising dominion over the elements, the weather. He came to show us how. There was a set, and they describe his teaching. As one, he spoke as one who had authority. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He spoke as one who had authority. Matthew 7, 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. His teaching. It says, and when Jesus finished these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribe. His teaching was with authority. And one time, a certain man came to Jesus. In Luke chapter 7, verse 8 to 9. We must let our words also carry authority. We must learn that. And that's what we are learning this morning. Luke chapter 7, verse 8 to 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This man came to Jesus. He needed healing for his servant. Verse 6 says, and Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends saying to him, Luke chapter 7, verse 6, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. I am a man under authority. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to another, come, and he comes. That is where we have to get to. Jesus called this recognizing the fact that words, authority could be released in words. He called it great faith. We have to get to the point where he recognized that the disease that the child was afflicted with was a servant to Jesus and will obey his command. Oh, we have to get to that point as well, where we recognize that we have authority in his name, and certain things we tell them to go. Go sickness from my life. Go failure from my life. Go, I refuse to be under the domain of darkness. I refuse to be under the domain of the enemy. And now instead, come blessing to me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am a man under authority. I recognize authority. Notice in Psalms, he says that they are out of the mouth of babes and infants. He has given them a mouth to steal the avenger. Authority is released in words. It's released in words. And sure enough, that servant was healed to the glory of Jesus. You see, number one, what you have to recognize is that the authority is in the name of Jesus. The authority is in the name of Jesus. And that name is what gives you victory. 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 Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 13. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. He says, whatever you ask in my name, the Greek literally says, demand. This will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. You see, you are not demanding it of Jesus. You are demanding it of the enemy, the one who will endeavor to hold you captive, the one who will endeavor to hold you in bondage. Later on in John chapter 16, he talked about prayer in relation to his name. But here, he is saying that we will do the same works. In verse 12, he said, the same works that you see me do, you will do the same thing and greater. Would you do? I mean, greater works than these would you do? How are you going to do them? In my name. Demand your rights. So notice, the apostles took him up on that offer. In Acts chapter 3, thank you, Lord. Verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a lame man from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Yeah, they said this man was looking at them, expecting to receive money from them. Oh, Peter said, silver and gold we don't have, but we know something else that we have. We know that we have the name of Jesus. We remember that Jesus Christ said to use his name. In the name of Jesus, rise up. Notice they didn't pray for the man. Think about it. They just demanded that he should rise up and walk in the name. That is demanding your rights. Demanding your right, using his name in authority. Rise up. What? You have the name also. You have the name. You have the name. And that name is above every other name. That name is above every sickness. That name is above every circumstance. That name is recognized in all three worlds. At the mention of that name, beings bow down in heaven. Beings on the earth bow down. And under the earth as well, every knee bow to the name of Jesus. That name belongs to you. That name has not lost any of its power. That power is still the same. That power is still the same. It's still the same. When sickness comes, you can exercise authority in that name. One time, our son, Joseph, he developed a rash on him. And it started spreading on his body. So we took him up to have him checked. And when they examined his skin, three doctors came and examined it, and they said, we cannot find a strain of this disease. We don't know what it is to even suggest a cure for it. We can't find a strain of that disease. So and it kept spreading. It kept spreading. Then I got angry. I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse this to the root. I command it to wither and to die. Just did like Jesus when he commanded that, cursed that fig tree and said, no one eat fruit on you forever. And then he just walked away. That settled it for me. It's done. And in 3 days, his whole, everything had disappeared from his body to the glory of God. To the glory of God. And then when we took him to check again, the doctor said, what did you do? We said, Dr. Jesus did it. That is demanding your rights in the name. Notice also how the apostle used this in Acts chapter 16. In Acts chapter 16, note what happened. Notice what happened. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 16. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And as we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and asked, crying out, these are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. This demon-possessed girl was following them and testifying that they are servants of the Most High God. But who wants the devil testifying for him? I don't. It continued for many days. And notice he said, I command. Those are languages that we should learn. Say command. Amen. 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 I command you to come out. Again, notice he didn't pray. He exercised his authority in the name of Jesus. And that devil came out. That was the last day. Thank you, Lord.
You see, it's recognizing the power and the authority in the name and exercising it. That's what gives us victory. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So what are some of the areas where we exercise this authority that has been given to us? Because Jesus Christ has come to undo the works of the enemy. Jesus Christ, before he left in Matthew 28, I've given you authority. And so the first lesson, we talked about identification with him. The second lesson, we looked at the source and of our authority. And then the third lesson, we looked at the weakness of the enemy. But today, all that I said was in the introduction. That was just the introduction. So that, today we want to look at some areas. I mean, some, all these points, we can summarize it and we can spend a lot of time on it. But what are some of the areas in our own lives where we can exercise authority as well? One of the key areas that we have to realize is we have to take authority over our minds. We have to take authority over our minds. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter said, get up the loins of your mind. Get up the loins of your mind. The illustration there is like an Oriental who has a dress that is very, very loose. And when they are walking about, they have to get it up and hold it tightly. So Peter is saying, get up the loins of your mind. Get up the loins of your mind, because that is the place where the enemy comes in and endeavors to defeat us. That is how he defeated. Notice what he said. That is where he deceived Eve. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, thank you, Lord, verse 3. That is one of the key areas where he enters in and endeavors to defeat us. Notice what he says. But he says, I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray. Notice the phrase thoughts. Notice the phrase thoughts. Notice the phrase thoughts. Or the King James says, your mind. Your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. It started with a thought, as God said. As God said. So it becomes one area where we have to stand our ground. Stand our ground. Notice in the same 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. And again, he was writing a letter. He says, verse 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments, or every imagination and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And notice, take every thought captive to obey Christ. Take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Guard your mind. Guard, get up the loins of your mind. Take every thought that comes into the mind that is contrary to the word. Take it captive. Put it into prison and don't let it come out. So important. Take authority over your thoughts. Take authority over your thoughts and keep your mind on him. Think on God's thoughts after him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Glory be to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Notice what he says. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, forget about them. I was checking if you are paying attention. Think about these things. The word of God is true. The word of God is honorable. Whatever is just, the word of God is just. The word of God is pure. The word of God is lovely. The word of God is commendable. Think on these things. That is one area where he endeavors to keep us in captivity. Because prior to that, in verse 7, he has said, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. He said, I said, rejoice in the Lord. When he comes to try to steal your joy by the thoughts he's bringing into your mind to make you depressed and feel hopeless. No, just keep your mind. Keep your mind on the Lord. Notice what he said to Isaiah, what Isaiah said, what he said to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It says, that was the same thing. I mean, it says, you will keep him, Isaiah 26, 3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. If you are not having peace, check where your focus is. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Beware of that feeling of hopelessness, of depression. The enemy is endeavoring to build up a stronghold in your mind. And when that thought comes into your mind that is contrary to the word of God, take authority over that thought. And keep it in prison. Take it captive. Don't let it come out. This is a good one. Second point. Take authority over your emotions. Take authority over your emotions. He told the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26. Be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. And then number three. Take authority over your body. You see, you can't always blame everything else on the devil. Take authority over your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. He says, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I keep my body. Notice that I didn't ask God to take care of his body for him. I. And notice also that he's not calling his body I. The real person is the one on the inside. So I'm going to let that person be in charge and keep my body under control. Keep my body. Keep my body. I'll keep it under. I discipline it. So many times when we read this scripture, we think of sexual sins. It includes that. But what he's talking about is, I will not let my body dominate me. I'm going to take authority over it. And one area where we have difficulty is with this one right here. It's part of the body, isn't it? The Bible said, he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from speaking evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I'm going to discipline my body. Take authority over this thing. It can get me into trouble. And another area also is, your body is the house of your five senses. So what he's saying is, I'm going to keep it under and not let my senses dominate me, because I walk by faith and not by sight. And also, I'm the custodian of this body. I'm going to ensure that this body, I will work together with God to ensure that it's free from sickness and disease. I'm going to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because the enemy endeavors to attack our body. One preacher put it this way. He said one time he saw a sign that said, gentlemen will not. It was a cleanly done lawn. And there was a sign on the lawn. He said, gentlemen will not, and others must not pass over this lawn.
So he put up a sign in the spiritual realm for the devil and said, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not meant for sickness and disease. Devil, gentlemen must not, and others must not trespass on God's property, and that includes you. Don't trespass on my body. It is meant to glorify God and to serve God down here. So take authority over it. Don't let it get out of control. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You see, we have been made kings and priests unto our God. And where the word of the king is, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says, there is power. There is power. There is power. You see, this thing about exercising dominion and authority is not for the weak-hearted. It's for the strong. That is why he said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord, not in your own self, and in the power of his might. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, notice what he said. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, I write to you, Father, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young man, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Young man, you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome. Not going to. The word, notice the correlation between strong and the word of God and overcoming. You see, we don't have any weapon different from what Jesus Christ had when he faced the enemy. When the devil came to him in Luke chapter 4 and tempted him, oh, he kept saying, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. And at some point he said, it is also written. It's the same weapon that you and I have. Endeavor to stand your ground. Be strong in the word and in the power of his mind. Let that word abide in you. Go back over all these sermons. Look up the scripture. Meditate on it. Let it become revelation to you. Let it not become just information. Let it become revelation and abide in you. And then you will walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has already purchased for you. That's already, notice, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 9, when the Philistines were being attacked by the children of Israel, they made a statement. They said, quit yourself like men. Quit yourself like men so that we will not serve these people like they have served us. Don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't let him run you over. Don't be a child, because he has given us his word. He has given us this word. He has given us his word. And the Apostle Paul used a similar language in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Notice what he says. Be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. He says, be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. That's what I said. This is not for the weaklings or for people that want to be pushovers for the enemy. Quit yourself like men and be strong. Be strong in the Lord. I write unto you, young men, because you are strong. Act like men. Act like men and be strong. If not, he will endeavor to defeat you. But you get to that point where you say, no, Jesus Christ has paid an awesome price for me. I refuse to be a walkover. I refuse. I refuse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I refuse to be a walkover. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready for this?
My Lord and my God. Stand fast in the liberty where he has made you free. He told the Galatians in Galatians 5:1. This morning, I don't know which area of your life you seem to be oppressed. You seem to be, it may look like defeat. But notice what we looked at this earlier, in the other lessons. But let's look at it again. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Thank you, Lord. Verse 13. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm. You see, similar language. Stand strong. Fear not. Stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. You shall never see again. You shall never see again. The enemies that you see today, the enemies that you see in your health, the enemies that you see in your finances, the enemy that you see sometimes oppressing your children. This morning I have come to announce to you, oh, that fear not. Stand firm. Take your authority. And may you not see those enemies again. If that's you, say amen. May you not see those enemies again. Every form of oppression of the devil, whether in your on your mind, on your health, on your finances, on your business, rise up in the mighty name of Jesus. May you not see them again. Every attack on your peace, may that cease. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One time, in Acts chapter 19, verse 15, somebody is saying, do you ever run out? No, by the grace of God, I don't run out. I'm like a freight train. We just hook it and then hook it up then another time. Acts chapter 19, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some people who were not even Christians were endeavoring to exercise authority in the name of Jesus. They said, we've seen Paul do it, so we're also going to try it. Verse 30 says, Acts 19, 13, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you? That's the question this morning. And the man in whom was the evil spirit lived on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. They said, because we've seen this person do it, we're also going to attempt it. But the key here is, that devil recognized Jesus and recognized Paul. When you get the revelation of this, the enemy will know it. I pray in this morning, by the revelation of God's word, may the enemy see you and recognize you and say, I know Jesus, I know Paul, I know this one too. I'm not going to mess around with this person. This is me now saying a story. One time, the devil was training one of his minions, one of his demons. And when they got to my house, they said, the devil told that little demon, don't go into this house. We've been in there so many times. We've been in there, and every time we go in there, they beat us out. He said, let's go to somewhere else. Go down. Let's go to, but not in this house. This morning, in the name of Jesus, may the enemy recognize that you have discovered who you are in Christ Jesus. When he gets to your door, may he say, let's not go into this place. Let's not go into this place. They will beat us very well. Oh, glory. May you become a touch not entity. Notice what he said in Psalm 105, verse 15. Psalm 105, verse 15.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. May you become a touch not entity. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12 says, 105 verse 12, he says, when they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophet no harm. When they left Egypt, when they crossed the Red Sea and kept going, they met all these kings that they had to deal with. But God set them up as touch not entities. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. From today, may you become that touch not entity on the earth. Because you no longer belong to this earthly realm. You have been raised together to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, where the enemy did not prevail. You are dwelling down on the earth here, but you are of God. You are from above. You are not from beneath. You are declared a touch not entity. May he tell him to take his hands off. I'll wrap up with this. You remember when Paul was talking in Acts chapter 16, the Bible says he said to the Spirit. He didn't deal with the little girl. You see, so many times we deal with people, that's where we run into problems. Deal with the enemy behind the situation. Deal with the one behind the situation. And we remember also when Peter was we didn't want Jesus to go to the cross in Matthew chapter 16. And he told Peter, Satan, get behind me. Peter wasn't Satan, was he? He was addressing the person behind the situation. My Lord and my God. Take your authority in the name of Jesus. Take your dominion in the name of Jesus. It has been restored. Devil, take your hands off of my family. Take your hands off of my finances. Take your hands off of my body. And what did we learn? He will flee from you. He will flee from you from today. When you wake up in the morning, walk with the consciousness of a conqueror. Walk with the consciousness of an overcomer. Don't walk around like a beggar wandering through this life. No. And another thing is, the Bible says that he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him. When we love God and make a commitment to serve him, when we walk in his love, we are dwelling in God. And the Bible says in 1 John 1:5, it says that God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. Oh, so our dominion is contingent on the fact of us walking in God, loving him and walking in love and dwelling in him. Then darkness becomes no match for you. No matter where you find it. You are dwelling in light. God is light. God is light. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he talks about the fact that we are children of light. There's no way darkness and light can have a competition any day. No. No. No matter how dark it is in this room, when we turn on the light, darkness has to find the exit. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The entrance of his word brings light. Brings light. He came to undo the works of the enemy. So refuse to give him place in your life. Refuse. And walk in the victory where Jesus Christ
has made you free. One time we were praying for a certain lady. She had every time she gets pregnant, she miscarries. Every time she gets pregnant, she miscarries. And then we gave her the light of God's word. He told the children of Israel that not even your cattle will be barren. There is no reason for you to be going through this. And we prayed with her. And in a short while, she had a baby. And today she has two wonderful children. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Once the light of God's word comes, if it's information, it's one thing, it's in your head. But once it goes from your head to your heart and you graduate and enter that place, you refuse to give the enemy dominion over you in any area of your life. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. The Egyptians or the enemies that you see today, that is their last day. If that's you, say amen. Amen. Oh, let's close our eyes and thank him. Thank him for the name. 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 That name by which you are called. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That is above every name. The entrance of his word gives light. The entrance of his word gives light. The entrance of his word gives light. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank him for Jesus. 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 Thank him for the name. All of us can identify areas where we need to exercise authority in that name. Oh, begin to exercise that authority in the name of Jesus, in your health, in your family, over that child. In the mighty name of Jesus, in your business, in your life, exercise that authority and dominion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And before we continue, first things first. You see those people that tried to exercise authority that didn't know Jesus, the devil overran them. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus to exercise the authority in his name. You must know him and have a relationship with him. So this morning, if you are here and you've never, or if you are listening or watching online, and you've never made a public confession of Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you are still under the domain of darkness. And the devil can play you like a football, toss you around, and defeat you. Offer you this morning the one who defeated the enemy for you. He says in Romans 16:20, may he crush Satan under your feet shortly. You want him to be under your feet and not him be on top. So if you are in that position, just say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. Today, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you. I'm saved. Help me to live my life for you and to serve you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All principalities, all
dominion and above every name that is named. Help us to have a revelation of this word in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise and glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's raise up our hands. By the revelation and by the light of God's word, I declare that this week is blessed. I declare that the enemy does not touch me in Jesus' name. The enemy that I see today, I see them no more. I see them no more. I see them no more. In the name of Jesus. May you experience the goodness of God this week. May this week be most blessed and fruitful. May goodness and mercy follow you all the days of this week. All the days of the remaining days of this month. The remaining days of this year. May he crown this year with his goodness and with his mercy. May no evil befall you. In the name of Jesus. May he bless you. May he cause his face to shine on you. And may he give you his peace. May he give you his shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. You are blessed. You cannot be cursed. Every assault of the enemy, every assault of darkness over your life, in your dreams, in any area of your life, in your health, in any area of your life, today is declared the end of that in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm impressed by the Spirit of God to say this. You are here. Darkness seems in these days to be overwhelming you. But God says, it is over. 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 Your warfare is accomplished. Jesus Christ today. Thank you, Father. Lord, take all the glory. Lord, take all the honor. Thank you so much for your mighty visitation this morning. Thank you so much for your mighty presence. We appreciate it. Everybody say amen. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Say a big amen. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.